Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with House Warmers Greenville. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Of course, we're on the phone with Pud. Well, things have changed a little bit.
Yes, and this is actually
you
a
may have
first
noticed.
That you and I've done this on the phone.
I think that's right. Well, maybe there might have been one way back,
yeah.
but that not more than that. Well, Pud, of course, puts out a newsletter, which is a really, really helpful and useful newsletter with her House Warmers organization of activities. And of course, Pud, there's not a heck of a lot of events in the usual sense of that.
That's right. And so, you know, I use my newsletter this time to focus on the creative ways that people, our businesses, and people and governments and things were trying to at least keep people engaged. And I'm very impressed with what's going on in our community in that regard.
Yeah. Now, one thing that you mentioned here that I had not heard about, and I bet a lot of people will be interested in this. You said that on the Hunt Regional Healthcare webpage, there is a link to a Centers for Disease Control, CDC, self-checker for the coronavirus.
Yes.
That's helpful.
Yes, this is a very, very helpful thing. And I actually went through and checked it to kind of see how it worked. And it literally takes you through a series of questions. The link, when you know, it comes up to a page, and there's a box on the page where you can see the Corona Self-Virus Checker. It's got other information on the page as well. But it does at least let you go through, and it asks you about different symptoms and things and helps you understand whether to get tested. The site also talks about when is the time to go get tested and some different things like that. And that's really right now what the hospital is recommending people do is go to this site, check your, you know, check it and, you know, follow the steps and then determine whether or not you need to go further with it.
You know, I'm surprised there hasn't been more publicity about that because that is very useful.
Yes. Yes, I am too, and that's part of why I thought it was important to put it not only in my newsletter, but at the top.
No, I'm going there and checking it out just as soon as we get off the line here. So that is terrific.
Yeah.
And then, so that's on the Hunt Regional Healthcare webpage.
Yes.
Okay, the CDC self-checker.
Yes, and if you go there, there is a, I believe if you just go to the basic Hunt Regional Healthcare page, which is huntregional.org, there's a bar across the top that talks about that's kind of a coronavirus thing they've added, and you can click on that.
Okay, great. Got an email in the box the other day from Susan Lanning at the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum. I'm hoping to have her on this program to talk about this, but I've got you for the moment. So, but she is asking, and the museum is asking people to keep a journal or a diary of their experiences during this this stay-at-home thing.
Yes, you know, and I think we've talked about among ourselves, and in fact, you and I had this conversation just a minute ago before we started recording this, that we're living in historic times right now. And what Susan is hoping to do is get some people who are journaling through this, or if there's children that want to talk about their feelings, draw pictures, take pictures, talk about their activities or whatever, she wants to get those things collected before they disappear so that they can be preserved in the museum as a form of making history, if you want to call it that, you know, and history live. To be able to do that. And so they're asking that people please think about them by, you know, when this is all over with sharing a copy of it.
That's a great idea.
I think so, too.
I'm not comparing what we're in right now to the Civil War, but if you ever watch the Civil War series, the Ken Burns series on public TV, a huge part of that was the journals and the diaries that people kept during the war, and that told the personal stories of people
exactly. So
effectively, and
exactly.
I agree, this is an historic event, and the idea of a journal or a diary, I think, is terrific.
Yes.
And then they have started, the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum has started a YouTube channel?
Yes. Since people can't come to the museum, they're taking the museum to the people with a YouTube channel. And once a week, Susan goes through the museum and talks about history, shows different examples of things in the museum to share and let people just appreciate what's there and have a little mini history lesson. And then along with that, They have a whole series of educational material that they use in conjunction with school groups that come in for tours of the museum that are for the third grade through sixth grade, and they have opened all of that material up on their website and made that available.
We're about out of time, and it's an interesting thing that they're doing there on the YouTube channel. I just saw, again, in your newsletter that the Chamber of Commerce, Greenville Chamber of Commerce, has a Facebook page for restaurants called
Yes.
Greenville Restaurant Modifications for the Pandemic, I think it's called.
Yes. The idea on this is that there are many, and particularly the locally owned restaurants, mm-hmm. that are making adjustments. There, many of them are trying to at least continue to serve food. A lot of them have understand that people are eating at home, so they have created whole family meals. Mm-hmm. So you can get a home-cooked meal that may include meatloaf and two sides or something at different restaurants. And the list is on there of a lot of those different restaurants. Many of them also have information on their Facebook pages of whatever the daily specials or the weekly specials are going to be, and you can call and then go pick them up.
Yeah.
The smart thing to do is go to the Chamber's Facebook page.
Right.
It's there.
But we're going to have another conversation very soon, but thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Oh, I appreciate it always. Thank you.
Food Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETN.